Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and we are off. And I think now we have a little bit more clear of a picture as far as region standings go within the state, South Georgia area, especially since that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, things are starting to clear up, crystal clear, and especially in Glynn County and other places as well.
Yeah, for sure. Over in Jessup, we saw Wayne County, and then, of course, with MCA getting into things tonight. Anyway, so let's talk about some of those games. A non-region game that's going on over in West Georgia. Lincoln, Florida goes to Norman Park or Moultrie to play Colquitt County. Good luck, Lincoln.
Yes, good luck, Lincoln. A lot of five stars on that Colquitt roster right now.
Yeah, there sure is. And then Lee County goes to Houston. That's a game with huge region implications. Man, that's going to be a really good football game as well.
That is going to – Houston County looks for real. I said last week they're a state title contender, and they are.
And Lee typically isn't chop liver themselves.
That could be – that might be the de facto region championship game in Region 1.
I don't know. They've got Thomas County Central and Northside Warner Robins in that region, too.
I don't know if those teams can – I don't know if TC Northside is not very good this year.
Speaking of Northside, they'll go to Tift County to play the Blue Devils. Blue Devils coming off of an upset win over Gadsden, Florida.
A lot of turmoil in Tift County. I mean, a lot of turmoil within the ranks over there. Coaches resigning after the season's over and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of turmoil.
Okay. Grovetown comes to between the bricks to Glynn County Stadium to play the Brunswick High Pirates. Brunswick, of course, coming off of a heartbreaking loss to Glynn Academy last week in the city championship game. I don't see any reason why Brunswick shouldn't do well in this football game and rebound.
Grovetown's picking a bad week to come to Glynn County Stadium.
Screven at South Effingham. South Effingham looked for real. They were even in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings.
Kiss of death.
And they went to Springfield and they got exposed.
Kiss of death. These rankings that you put out every week.
Yeah. Ola, that's not actually. Ola at Warner Robins. New Hampstead goes to Benedictine. A huge region game with tons of implications as far as who is going to take the inside track in that particular region. Oh, boy.
BC's going to kill New Hampstead.
Not a lot of faith in New Hampstead.
No.
Oh, okay. Speaking of that region, Wayne County goes to Waynesboro to play Burke County. It's a tough place to get a W.
Waynesboro, Georgia, the bird dog capital of the world.
Is it really?
That is correct. If you'd done research like I do for this show, you would know that. But Burke County, tough to beat them at home. That's going to be a tall order for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
You know, for a long time, I thought that Waynesboro and Waynesville were neighboring towns. They're not, actually.
No, they're not.
They're very far apart.
Yeah, they're a good ways apart.
Southeast Bullitt goes to the islands in another region tilt. This time for the Yellow Jackets taking on the Sharks.
Sharks have no bite in 2023.
Of course, Southeast Bullitt coming off of a stunning loss to Hepzibah last week. Nobody saw that coming.
No, nobody saw that coming.
Savannah Country Day at Beach. Calvary Day at Johnson of Savannah. Liberty at Groves. Savannah Christian at Long County. Chance of an upset there?
No.
Oh. Berrien at Jeff Davis, maybe at least one of the biggest ones in the state. Appling County, the Pirates truck over to the Bears Den to take on Pierce County in Blackshear. That is a region tilt as well.
that might be the best game in South Georgia this week.
Mm-hmm. Buckle your safety belts.
Maybe.
That's going to be a hard-hitting game. Brantley travels to Lyons to take on undefeated Toombs. You may see Toombs in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Brantley got woodshedded against Pierce last week.
And there are some question marks about how good Toombs actually is. Is there a chance that Brantley can go to Lyons and unseat the Bulldogs?
I don't know.
Oh, crickets. Okay. Yeah. I was looking for some kind of response. And
caught me off guard.
It's kind of what this show does.
Get beat 56-6, and you're sitting here asking me, is there a chance for an upset?
Tattnall County goes to Windsor Forest. Bacon at East Lawrence. Irwin goes to Swainsboro. We're about to find out about the Tigers.
I mean, Metter beat Irwin last week. So Swainsboro should handle. They should be able to handle Irwin County.
Lanier County, who has also kind of creeped their way under the radar in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, they'll go to Pelham. That's going to be a tough game for Lanier County.
That is going to be a tough game. Pelham is a good football team.
We're going to find out a little bit more about Lanier County, and I already think they're legit. Charlton goes to Dublin.
Ouch.
Bleckley to Westfield. ECI is at Jefferson County. Montgomery at Bryan. Atkinson goes to the ship to play the MCA Buccaneers. I don't think there should be any problem for the Bucs here.
No, the Bucs run into a little rough stretch, but they're going to rebound.
The Glen Academy Red Terrors, the city champion Glen Academy Red Terrors, will truck up I-95. This, be careful, Red Terrors. This might be a trap game. Effingham is better than what people think they are.
They played a tough schedule to start the season, and they're battle-tested. Seems like things came together. Glenn can't afford a letdown coming off the emotional high of last week.
It's a dangerous game for sure. Frederica goes to Tattnall Square. By the way, I just want to mention we don't have Bullock on the schedule, Bullock Academy, that is, because they have the week off. I want to touch base while we have just a moment on what their situation is. So if you're not familiar, let me catch you up. Bullock Academy was supposed to go on the road to play Savannah last week, and that game, the GHSA forced Savannah to forfeit the game against Bullock Academy because the prior week, Savannah, whoever it is they were playing, the two teams got into a fight on the field. So the GHSA, in all its infinite wisdom, stepped in, made Savannah forfeit their game this week. The other team that was in the fight had to forfeit their game this week too. So what happened is it left Bullock scrambling without an opponent. And so they were able to find an opponent in a GHSA team up in North Georgia and Hart County, and they went up there and they lost that game 31-6, which I think they would have beaten Savannah.
Yes.
So, I mean, just a complete fiasco surrounding the Bullock Academy Gators and what the GHSA did to them last week.
Selective enforcement.
Is that what you think?
That's what I call it. I mean, the Georgia High School Association, when it comes to Savannah, they seem to have some teeth. When it comes to Metro Atlanta, toothless puppy.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A huge matchup over in the Bears' Den this week with region implications as Appling pays a visit to Blackshear to take on Pierce. Glenn, fresh off their city championship win, will head up I-95 to take on Effingham with first place in the region on the line. Southeast Bullock treks over to Savannah to play the winless Island Sharks, and Wayne heads up to Waynesboro to take on Burke County in a key region matchup. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Check us out at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Every fall, Wild Adventure's Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger, tastes even sweeter, and glows even brighter. Introducing the all-new Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an immersive path illuminated by the glow of brilliantly carved pumpkins, featuring famous Georgia places and faces. September 22nd through October 29th. For your best value, enjoy the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Buy yours today at wildadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go into the most voted by our listeners, the most subjective segment in the show, the high school football power rankings.
Also voted by our listeners, the most comprehensive and accurate ranking system in the state of Georgia.
Subjective and comprehensive just don't add up.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into this, and I will tell you the teams that are out, that were in last week and fell out of the poll. Out, the South Effingham Mustangs with their loss to Effingham County, and out, the Bullock Academy Gators with their kind of loss to Hart County.
Well, they had to go up and play, like, Hart County's like a triple-A team, I think. Yeah, I think they played in Pierce's classification, so... You know, Hart County's a good football program.
Well, they won like 31-7, something like that. So that's not too bad of a showing by Bullock.
No, it wasn't.
All right. So getting into, well, back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the first time that a one-loss team has made its way back into the rankings, this typically happens as we move along the season. We start having teams get beaten, and then the teams that have one loss begin to crawl their way back in. It's exactly what we've got here. At number 10, with a 47-7 thumping of Atlantic Coast last week, the Camden County Wildcats redeemed themselves into the rankings at number 10.
Shocker.
It is a shocker.
It is. No, not. Would you? Go ahead.
At number 9, their first ever appearance in the Jason Bishop
first
High School. Ever appearance in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at 4-0 with a 16-7 win over Bryan County last week. The Telfair County Trojans get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 9.
Okay.
At number 8, moving.
Okay, man, go ahead.
What's so funny?
I was laughing about a joke I heard at work today. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
At number 8, moving up one spot at 5-0 with a 35-0 win over Tatnall County. Number 8, the Toombs County Bulldogs. We're going to find out about them when Brantley comes calling.
Toombs County. Okay.
At number 7, also moving up one spot with a 35-14 win over Habersham. At 5-0, number 7, the Lanier County Bulldogs. At number 7.
Lanier's, a couple of years ago, Kurt Williams has built that program. They're starting to develop something special over in Lakeland. I like what I'm seeing.
At number 6, with a 56-6 woodshedding of the Brantley County Herons. At 5-0, number 6, the Pierce County Bears.
Thought they might be a little higher, but oh well.
Okay. At number 5, with a 42-12 winning over Savannah Christian in big-time fashion. At number 5, staying right where they are, Calvary Day Cavaliers at 5-0.
That was a huge win, an unexpected blowout win.
Blowout, yeah. Kept them right where they were.
I wasn't surprised that they won, but wow, that was a big win. Big and impressive win around the state when you see that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to this subjective poll, but yeah, other, you know, more credible polls around the state probably see that win a little differently.
This is the most credible poll in the state.
Okay, go ahead.
At number 4, also undefeated at 5-0, moving up 3 spots with a 41-7 win over Warner Robins. The Houston County Bears move up from 7-4.
This team is for real, folks. They're good.
Yeah, I agree. At number 3, falling one spot at 5-0, coming off of a bye week.
Yes, of course they do.
Falling from 2-3, the Swainsboro Tigers.
Swainsboro people, don't take it personal. When your team has a bye week, in the subjective mind of Jason Bishop, that's like a loss.
It's not a loss.
Yeah. Then why do teams drop? Because they have a bye week.
They don't always drop.
That's like clockwork, they drop.
No.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
No. At number 2, also falling one spot coming off of a bye week.
There we go.
The Benedictine Cadets at 5-0 fall from 1-2.
Bye week loss. You lost a bye 7-6, BC, so you drop a spot.
There is no loss on the bye week. It doesn't count against you.
It counts against these teams in this poll this week.
No.
Every week there's an example of that.
No. And moving up 3 spots.
They played last week.
Okay. With a 21-0 win over Richmond Hill, also at 5-0, taking over the number 1 spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans at number 1.
Coffee's looking like they might be the team to beat in that region with Ware with back-to-back losses. They lost to Bainbridge last week.
Mm-hmm, they did. They might be the team to beat in that region. Good call. Let's recap.
Go ahead.
You want me to recap?
Yeah, it's your poll.
All right.
You make it up.
I don't. There's a formula for this.
Camden. Okay.
At number 10, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 9, the Telfair County Trojans. At number 8, Toombs County. At number 7, Lanier. 6, Pierce. 5, Calvary Day. 4, Houston. 3, Swainsboro. 2, Benedictine. And the new number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans. There you have it.
There you have it.
The most comprehensive and most accurate poll in the entirety of the state of Georgia.
You must have a new girlfriend in Douglas.
No.
There you go.
The only time I've ever been to Douglas is actually to call Coffee County games.
Okay. All right.
You cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour, 4 to 6, or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Red Fern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Hand the keys to the ship to Kip Branch. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons, and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right, it's now time for Kip Ranch's Butthurt segment.
Butthurt segment this week. You ready for this?
I guess.
Just missing out this week. There's two teams that just barely missed out.
Millimeters.
The formula. The formula kept them out.
Uh-huh, okay.
The Clemson Tigers. You're 0-2 in the ACC, and you're out of the ACC picture, and it's not even October.
These are teams that didn't get in?
They just barely missed out.
Okay.
The Clemson Tigers. You've lost two ACC games for the first time. I don't know in how long. You just missed out.
The interesting thing about the Florida State game is they had that game won and couldn't close it out.
Correct.
Couldn't close.
Is that a sign of the? Is that a sign that the things are catching up with Dabo in Clemson, South Carolina? I don't know. We'll see. Just missing out the UCF Knights. Welcome to the Big 12, boys.
That's cold.
Welcome to the Big 12.
That's cold.
They don't play defense in the Big 12, but you brought an extra layer of not playing defense. You brought the. We don't play defense in the Atlantic Association of Flag Football. Now you're in the Big 12 where they really don't play defense, but we realize that they play better defense than what you came from. 600 yards of offense, 44 points. Bam, loss. Welcome to the Big 12. But you're not in the butthurt list. You just missed out.
I will say this about the UCF Knights. They have put themselves in a very precarious spot because now they have to win out in order to get to the college football playoff.
Okay. Man, you're cracking me up. It's my segment, man. You're throwing in some comedy here. Number five on the butthurt list. The Cardinals, Yankees, and Red Sox. You know why?
Yeah, I got an idea.
Because this postseason coming up will be the first one in 30 years that, hasn't been a Cardinal, the Cardinals, Yankees, or Red Sox. 30 years that one of the, not all three of those teams weren't involved in the postseason.
Did you just make that up?
No.
You did research?
I researched things.
Man.
That's a pretty interesting stat.
That's a great stat.
94 was a strike year. 93 was the last time that neither one of those three teams were in, all three of those teams weren't in the playoffs.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So there you go. So you get on the butt hurt list. These are just proud baseball program, baseball teams and organizations. No playoffs for all of them. And the Yankees and the Cardinals look like they're going to finish in the cellar. Who knows? Number four on the butt hurt list, and we're keeping receipts, the Colorado Buffaloes. we're keeping receipts on this. If you're out there listening, keep a receipt because you're on the butt hurt list. Out there rubbing your feet and, you know, on the O and all that at Oregon and talking trash in the pregame and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, and you get beat 42-6. And to top it off, you let a 300-pound guy pick up 30 yards on a fake punt. Oregon ran it inside their 10-yard line, and you couldn't bring that big man down. Got physically beat up, mentally beat up, and just like Dan Lanning said, we're not in this thing for clicks. We're in this thing for wins. Colorado, you make the butt hurt list because the Cinderella slipper has broken.
I've got a big time pick coming up in our college football pick'em next segment.
And they're not beating USC.
Got a big time pick concerning Colorado.
Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Ole Miss Rebels. It was all in front of you, Ole Miss. You're undefeated. You got a wounded down Alabama team and Lane Kiffin. Just like always, you can't beat Daddy. Daddy laid one on you again. He took the belt out, took you behind the barn and striped your back, striped your legs. And like he always does, Lane Kiffin, you can't beat Daddy. Ole Miss just doesn't do well against ranked football teams. They can beat up the Georgia Techs of the world and all the other teams. But when they run up on people like Daddy, Daddy always has an answer for them.
I lost all respect for Ole Miss. They had Alabama right for the taking. Milroe threw that horrible interception. Didn't play well in the first half. Alabama was there to get beaten, and Ole Miss couldn't find a way to do it.
Daddy said, I'm not ready for you to beat me yet, son. And Lane went in the corner and laid down and cried. Number two on the butt hurt list. And I love when I can include this outfit on the butt hurt list, the Dallas Cowboys. You go out to Arizona. Oh, this is the year, the best defense in the history of football. Michael Parsons, MVP, blah, 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 blah. Like the teacher on the old Charlie Brown cartoons and, you know, animation.
What's that?
You just got to sit around. The teacher goes, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's the teacher. That's Dallas Cowboy fans. I don't know when, I don't know how, but it always works out. The Dallas Cowboys are going to pull a stunt like this two or three times every football season. That's what they do. You ain't got, just let them talk, let them get all puffed up and proud, and then bang, they go to the desert and get punched in the mouth by Joshua Dobbs at quarterback. Josh Dobbs beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Josh Dobbs is a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's bounced around from team to team, but apparently he had the Dallas Cowboy recipe last Sunday.
Yeah, he was a stud at Tennessee.
And number one on the butt hurt list this week. You ready?
Let's see it.
The Brunswick High Pirates. 18 penalties. City championship. In spite of its bad offense, no show. Pulled a magic act. Disappeared at Glen County Stadium last week. In spite of the offense playing as bad as it played, they still had a chance to win the game and just couldn't get it done. Credit to Glen Academy. They just wanted it more. Brunswick High, you know, all those, that big winning streak. And I'm a Pirate when I say this. 23 in a row, feeling good about yourself. And, you know, and I'm as guilty as the rest. I got complacent. I thought, oh, we'll come in here and we'll play bad and still beat Glenn Academy because that's what we've been doing. Butthurt list. City championship. Congratulations, Terrors Pirates. No way you should have lost that football game, but you found a way to do it. And that lands you at the top of the butthurt list.
I mean, if we're throwing out facts.
Yes.
You're talking about 23 in a row. The Brunswick High won during the regular season. They've actually lost two of their last three.
That is correct. So you can throw all that out the window. It's back to the basics on Altama Avenue. And I want to see tonight, I want to see a different set of Pirates show up here at Glenn County Stadium and redeem and show the fans something that showed out. There was 5,000 Pirate fans showed up last Friday night. And to watch that offensive juggernaut that stayed at the school. Pirates, number one on the butthurt list.
Yeah, the Pirates had a great showing for the city championship game down in Brunswick. Glenn Academy, a little bit left to be desired as far as attendance for the Red Terriers. Could have been a little better, I thought.
Pirates side was filled up and witnessed an offensive meltdown.
And for those folks that are just tuning in the show for the first time ever, Kip calls game on the radio for the Brunswick High Pirates. So,
and I'm lucky I did not. And I'm proud of myself because I didn't violate one FCC regulation on that broadcast last week.
Sometimes that's hard to do.
It was really hard to do last Friday.
It's not always easy.
Really hard to do.
Not always easy.
Mm.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
I mean, to have a high school football team, you know.
That's my high school football team, and it's my poll. I can do what I want to.
I guess. I just This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Blood pressure, man, is reaching last Friday night levels again. Hold on, let me take a deep breath. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of drinks, snacks, Coke, Pepsi. Also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. And I visited the beer cave, brr, last Friday night. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Before or after the game?
After. Brr. Beer cave. Kip Branch. Check the cameras. He was in there.
All right. All right. So now we're going to give you our college football pick'em segment. As I tell the listenership all the time, last year I picked these games with a 96th percentile of correctness. 96%.
You picked Ole Miss and you picked Central Florida last week.
I did not pick Ole Miss.
You sure?
I'm pretty positive.
You sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Penn State, they'll go on the road. Number 6 Penn State. In a conference game against Northwestern, No trouble for the Nittany Lions. The Nittany Lions keep rolling to their showdown with the Big 2 and the Big 10.
Yeah, they're kind of just flying under the radar, aren't they?
Number 8, USC goes to Boulder to play Colorado.
We keeping receipts.
Write this down. USC is expected to blow out Colorado after what we saw Oregon did to Colorado last week. That ain't going to happen. USC goes to Boulder, and the Colorado Buffaloes put up a good fight and lose a close game to the Trojans.
Caleb Williams might throw for 400 yards Saturday.
I don't think Caleb Williams is as good as you think he is.
You don't. I mean, he's the Heisman Trophy winner from last year.
Yeah.
Going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft coming up. So, whatever.
22, Florida goes to Kentucky. Circle this game because you can make some, well, I'm not advocating that you bet on games, but, you know, if you have some spare cash to throw around, take the Wildcats of Kentucky because they're knocking down Florida in an upset in Lexington.
Give me the Florida Gators. Florida's
going to Kentucky.
Everybody's
on this bandwagon. We saw what they are.
Florida's going to Kentucky, and they're going to get a win. And when the Gators roll into Jacksonville, it's going to be for the SEC East title.
Number 1, Georgia goes on the road to play on the plains against Auburn. Upset alert for the Georgia Bulldogs. They have not looked good to this point. They have struggled in some games where we didn't think they would struggle. Gotten their act together in the second half, sure, against some teams. Auburn doesn't really have a great roster, but they're at Auburn. SEC opponent. Georgia will struggle, and hopefully the Bulldogs, I predict, will escape out of the plains with a tight win.
Auburn passed for 56 yards last week at Texas A&M.
It's not good.
The same Texas A&M team that Miami hung 48 points on.
That's not good either.
And you're sitting here talking about upset alert. Okay. I mean, it's Auburn, Georgia, Deep South's oldest rivalry. Yeah, there'll be a good, you know, fired up crowd, but
they're ready.
Georgia's got too many weapons for Auburn. Auburn's roster's not there yet. 2 years from now, when Georgia goes back, it's gonna be rough for the Dogs.
Number 2, Michigan at Nebraska. This is another game where it's gonna be closer than what you think. Michigan escapes out of Lincoln, but close.
Have you seen the Nebraska-Colorado game?
I did.
Colorado's defense is horrible.
Didn't look good against Oregon.
Didn't look good against anybody but Nebraska. And you're sitting here talking about Michigan with, you know, arguably the top two, second or third, or maybe the top defense in the country is going to struggle with Nebraska?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Close. Michigan escapes.
They're going to escape all right.
24, Kansas at number 3, Texas. I'll take the Longhorns.
I'll take the Longhorns as well, but I'll say this. Texas is one. They're due for one of these head-scratcher games that only Texas can do. I'm just saying.
Okay. Number 23, Missouri, goes on the road to Vanderbilt. Another close game. Missouri wins.
Missouri, Kentucky, and Georgia are the three undefeated teams in the SEC.
Close.
Mizzou's going to beat Vandy. Vandy's down. I mean, Mizzou's going to be... Mizzou coming to Athens in a few weeks worries me.
Number 13, LSU, goes to number 20, Ole Miss. And at the end of this football game, Lane Kiffin will officially be on the hot seat. LSU rolls in Oxford.
Yeah. This is one where, coming off that Alabama debacle, you would think that they would circle the wagons, but I don't know, man. I got LSU circled, but it wouldn't surprise me if Ole Miss just did one of those unthinkable things and beat a ranked team under Lane Kiffin. But I got LSU.
If they don't, do you agree Lane Kiffin's on the hot seat?
Hot seat for Lane Kiffin means he'll find another job in the offseason to avoid getting fired.
Okay. Number 9, Oregon at Stanford. Oregon rolls.
Yes.
Iowa State at 14, Oklahoma. Give me the Sooners.
Sooners.
South Carolina goes to Knoxville to play 21. Tennessee, Spencer Rattler, and the Gamecocks knock off the Tennessee Volunteers at Rocky Top.
Man, Tennessee has had this game circled since that debacle in Columbia last year. And you're going to see the best Tennessee football team that you've seen all season.
We just can't agree on any of these games.
They have been laying in wait for South Carolina. Wouldn't surprise me if South Carolina won this game, but...
I'm picking South Carolina.
I'm going to pick Tennessee just simply because South Carolina ruined everything for the Vols last year. Haven't forgot it.
Number 11, Notre Dame, goes to 17, Duke. Notre Dame, man, I don't know what it is. You know, you got a better quarterback. Everybody thought you were for real because you had who you had at quarterback. And you still can't find a way to win those big games. I just don't understand you. You have Sam Hartman. I guess you'll beat Duke on the road. I guess.
I mean, if it gets the crunch time, please have 11 men on the field for the last play of the game if it comes down to that.
Number 12, Alabama at Mississippi State. Alabama struggles here, but they get another W. They escape Starkville.
I almost circled Mississippi State right here. But this, I agree. Mississippi State is a physical football team that could cause Bama some problems.
Number 17, Washington at Arizona. No problem for the Huskies, I don't think.
Washington is sneaky playoff, college football playoff.
Nah, their defense isn't that good.
Well, their offense is.
They got to stop somebody eventually.
Yeah, well.
Nevada at 25, Fresno State. Give me Fresno State.
I'll take Fresno.
In the SEC, the only game between two unranked teams in the SEC this week, Texas A&M at Arkansas. I'll take the Razorbacks in what would be considered an upset as Jimbo Fisher's tenure in Aggieland continues to spiral downward.
Connor Wegman is hurt and out for the season for A&M. They got a backup quarterback, Max Johnson.
Who is pretty good.
Transfer from LSU. Arkansas is horrible on defense. I think this will be a shootout, but I think A&M wins it.
In Fayetteville.
No, they don't play. They play a neutral site.
That's
game.
Right. They're at Dallas in that game.
Oh, my goodness, man. Why? See, our listeners are listening. They're hearing all this.
They're in Jerry's world.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'll take A&M.
I just forgot, man. Come on. Cut me some slack. I'm a professional.
All right.
In the ACC, Clemson at Syracuse. You'd like to think that Clemson will rebound and be able to beat the Orangemen, but they are on the road.
They struggle at the Carrier Dome.
And we'll see what the morale of the Clemson Tigers look like on Saturday.
I had Clemson circle, but I'm changing my pick. I'm picking Syracuse.
If they lose to Syracuse.
They've lost to Syracuse before. They've struggled with Syracuse, even when they were good, great.
I understand that, but you already have two ACC losses. A third ACC loss is unheard of.
Camping World Bowl bound in Orlando. Disney World tickets.
Bowling Green goes to Georgia Tech. Give me the Yellow Jackets in Georgia Tech land.
I'll take Georgia Tech, too.
Millions of Georgia Tech fans showing up in Atlanta.
Okay.
Pitt at Virginia Tech. Give me Virginia Tech.
Give me Pitt.
Okay, and the Big 12. Baylor at UCF. Yeah, UCF didn't really have the start to their Big 12 tenure that they would have wanted. They get back in their winning ways. They knock off Baylor in the bounce house, which that environment is nuts.
I'll tell you what, UCF. If you lose to Baylor, then Gus is on the hot seat.
It's not a bad prediction.
Baylor is down this year.
Not a bad prediction.
If you lose to Baylor, I'm going to pick UCF because Baylor is horrible. But if you lose to Baylor, then Gus, four loss a year, and you hadn't even played Navy. You hadn't even played Navy yet.
Who Kip claims always beats
UCF. Oh, they don't play Navy anymore. Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that's not a bad, because the folks down in Orlando with Central Florida, they don't have much patience for not being at the top of the conference and contending for national championships, and Gus hadn't done it in a while.
Yeah, Gus done it one time in his whole coaching career, 2013 Auburn, and it took a kick six and a miracle at Jordan-Hare to do that. One time.
At the bounce house, they've got a banner. It says 2017 National Champions across the press box.
Is there like a Walmart sign on top of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because they did get a Walmart, like, cardboard trophy back in 2017.
In the Sun Belt, Coastal Carolina at Georgia Southern. Give me the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles.
Troy at Georgia State. Give me those Panthers.
I'll take Georgia State, too.
Man, in the Big South, Kennesaw State at Charleston Southern. My Owls are struggling. They've only won one game so far.
Saturday.
I don't like their chance against Charleston Southern either.
Charleston Southern had, well, Clemson, they had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, my Eagles are, or my Eagles, my Owls are struggling.
Let me get one more read in here because we got behind.
All right, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parkers, by Wild Adventures, and Golden Coast Golf Carts.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory both new and used. Club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Opinel folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining me now from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And so we will have a conversation over a player that we frequent, Mike Soroka, one more time.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Man, he is an orthopedist dream.
Yeah, he could put my kids through college.
So now Mike Soroka, we're the next, and you know, and all kidding aside, I honestly feel bad for him because it's not his fault that he keeps having all these weird injuries.
Sure, and having to have surgery again on his Achilles, that's just bad luck.
Yeah, for sure. So the latest on Mike Soroka is that he's been shut down for the season due to numbness in his fingers from his last start, which, it wasn't impressive. He hasn't looked impressive at the major league level at all since he got healthy enough to make some starts up there. So let's start with the numbness of the fingers. The Atlanta Braves have not issued a statement saying exactly what's wrong with him or what the injury is or could be. So let's ask you, numbness in the fingers, that means what?
Sure, and just educational guess, speculate a little bit, because we do see this in baseball players, is probably an ulnar nerve injury. And for those that don't know where your ulnar nerve is, we've all hit our funny bone. And that is basically on the inside of your elbow, and that is the ulnar nerve. And it sends shooting pain down your fingers, usually your small finger, ring finger, and sometimes a little bit into your middle finger. And that's usually the numbness that a baseball player will feel. Now, you can have it for a couple of reasons. You can have instability of the elbow, like needing Tommy John surgery, ligament type injury. You can also have it from overuse, where they will throw and the elbow kind of moves back and forth just a little bit like a bell clapper, and that's what will irritate the nerve because the nerve sits right along the joint capsule. But probably in this for this reason, it's secondary to some muscle inflammation, especially if they think that they don't need surgery on the elbow. And the reason is because after that nerve travels around the elbow, it pierces into those muscles of the forearm. And if that's real irritated and inflamed, that can compress the nerve and cause some numbness.
I guess that might be consistent with if he's having muscle inflammation, maybe from overuse, and then you think about how little he's pitched in 3 years, right, and now he's almost assuming a full schedule, whether it was in Gwinnett or Atlanta, that's a lot of innings to throw at an elbow all of a sudden that hasn't gotten that work.
Right, it could, right, because maybe the muscles, they've been so deconditioned, they've, you know, basically gotten stronger or hypertrophied faster because that nerve sort of fits between a few little muscle layers there, and so it's being squeezed on both sides. The issue there, though, is will that resolve just with therapy. And what I have seen is half the time it does and half the time it doesn't. So is he also looking for another surgery down the road to release that nerve, release where it's compressed?
If he gets the surgery, how long is he gone for?
Well, that's not as bad as like the Tommy Johns. You know, that's the 12-month, 15-month, even longer. So that could be a, I mean, it could be a 2 to 3 month, well, with the pitching, probably 3 to 4 month type return.
If he doesn't need the surgery, you mentioned, you know, maybe you can clear it up with rehabilitation. What kind of rehab are you doing for that?
Well, a lot of times they're doing, they can do some, you know, the ultrasound treatment, different modalities to decrease the inflammation around the nerve. And then a lot of times working on strengthening those forearm muscles and stretching them out. Because, you know, we've all done biceps curls and things. And what happens is your biceps gets bulkier, but it also can shorten up the muscle too. And that's why when you work out, you know, you also have to focus on some stretching exercise too, especially in this type of issue.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So I'm assuming that that is your theory, because that, you know, the Braves are saying publicly, they're not issuing out, like I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, they're not issuing out what the official diagnosis is, but they are saying that they're optimistic that he can get back on the mound without having surgery. So I'm assuming that's what your idea is what's going on.
Right. And that's what I think. And this is something that you don't rush into surgery because, again, most of the time, 50% or more of the time, this will get better just with rehab.
So if you're an Atlanta Braves doctor and, you know, he's got this issue and if you do the surgery to correct it, he's going to only be out 4 to 5 months versus doing the rehab and not knowing, you would still not
recommend surgery? Right. I would still do the conservative approach because, again, also, yes, you're releasing. Sometimes you don't quite know exactly where the nerve is compressed. You know it's compressed, but there are a few points where that nerve can be compressed. But you might not be 100% when it's traveling through that muscle belly. And also, if you have to release some of the muscle, that in itself can cause scarring. So I wouldn't jump toward surgery.
Gotcha. Well, let's hope that he gets back on the mound because he's got good stuff and he can stay healthy for more than 2 months.
Definitely.
Yeah. Dr. Sasser, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, Parkers, and by Wild Adventures. Great Pumpkin Luminites returns on September the 22nd with towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around the corner. Encounter gigantic giraffes, towering tigers, super colossal spiders, and more, including trick-or-treating for the kids, new glowing and interactive entertainment, and Georgia's largest pumpkin foam party. New for 2023 is a Luminite Legend Pumpkin Gallery, an exhibit of 150 intricately carved pumpkins featuring famous Georgians, local icons, Wild Adventures, Animal Family, and more. The Pumpkin Spice Festival returns with over 20 tasty treats celebrating fall's favorite flavor, like pumpkin spice maple, pulled pork loaded fries, pumpkin spice funnel cake fries, pumpkin spice churros, pumpkin spice maple wings, and more. It's bigger than ever. Great Pumpkin Luminites and the Pumpkin Spice Festival. Select days, September 22nd through October the 29th. The best way to visit is with a 2024 season pass on sale now for the lowest price guaranteed. Visit for the rest of 2023 for free when you purchase a 2024 season pass. Visit wildadventures.com for more information.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A huge matchup over in the Bears' Den this week with region implications as Appling pays a visit to Blackshear to take on Pierce. Glenn, fresh off their city championship win, will head up I-95 to take on Effingham with first place in the region on the line. Southeast Bullock treks over to Savannah to play the Windless Island Sharks. And Wayne heads up to Waynesboro to take on Burke County in a key region matchup. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Check us out at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Every fall, Wild Adventure's Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger, tastes even sweeter, and glows even brighter. Introducing the all-new Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an immersive path illuminated by the glow of brilliantly carved pumpkins, featuring famous Georgia places and faces. September 22nd through October 29th. For your best value, enjoy the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Buy yours today at wildadventures.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.